Good morning. It's 8:43 a.m. on Friday, April 19th, I think. Tomorrow's the 20th. I'm not really sure. I've lost track of the date, and I can't see it. It's too bright for me to actually make out what's on my phone. I think that says the 19th. I'll walk through a shadow here in a second. Let's see if I can get a better look. Almost 21 miles. Almost 21 minutes a mile. I'm not moving very fast, and the reason is that my foot is still swollen. At least only one of them is swollen this morning. Yesterday and the day before, both of them were in significant amounts of pain. I can't. It's definitely some sort of swelling in the ball of my foot. And it's almost guaranteed to be arthritis, just because it's responding to anti-inflammatants. The anti-inflammatory drugs that I take do reduce the swelling, do reduce the pain, and then it comes right back again. So, yeah, when I go home, I'm going to take another one. I didn't take one yet because it makes me groggy, and I've been trying to write today. I got up at 4 o'clock and had a really disgusting shake, a chocolate whey slim shake, whey protein. And the downside, it didn't taste too terribly bad, but it didn't actually dissolve or mix very well, even though I shook it quite vigorously for several minutes. The reality was there was still a lot of clumps of stuff that had gone undissolved. So it was not pleasant. And I've had a chalky aftertaste, in spite of 2 cups of coffee, I've had a chalky aftertaste all morning. So yeah, so I don't know what I'm going to do. That was the right idea, and I think I may try. I don't know if I can mix them up in advance. If I could blend them at night so that I can use the blender without making a lot of noise. I suppose the alternative would be to use a whisk in a mixing bowl and then fill my drinking vessel, pour it in a glass or something. So I've had no end of interruption and obstruction of whatever you want to call it. The only day I've had to myself this week is Monday. And I did do some work on Monday. Not enough, but some. And I've already done 1,500 words today because I did get up and started writing right away before anybody else got up and disrupted my day. I don't really understand. I'm having a hard time coming to grips with why I feel so disrupted when people are staying home from work, staying home from school. Part of it is today is elder daughter and wife staying home. And wife is already in trouble with human resources. She's going to wind up being docked pay for missing too many days this month. The upside is that the day she was saving for the end of the month, which could have been my eye day, but wasn't because I knew she had a dental appointment, has been changed now because the dental appointment was actually yesterday. They had a cancellation and she went in for that, which means the day that I said, no, I can't do it, I could have. I suppose that's kind of like crap. That's only delayed by a week. And just as well, because I haven't got my pre-surgery physical done yet. I have to call today, make an appointment for next week, get the surgical physical done, to get a checkup I'm overdue visiting the doctor. He's going to want to take more blood work. So, yeah, that's going to happen. That has to happen next week. Along with losing a morning to having my eyes measured for their new lenses. It's a 2-3 hour process, apparently. They use multiple people doing the same tests to improve inter-rater reliability, make sure everybody measures the same thing. If there are any mistakes, they're more likely to show up there. A practice which I endorse, but which means more time taken away. And having elder daughter home. And this is a young lady who's already in trouble for graduation. And if I've canceled Balticon and she isn't actually going to graduate, and we're going to have grandparents come to visit for the graduation that isn't going to happen, I'm going to be a little peeved. I'm going to be a lot peeved. And the reality is that staying home isn't helping her graduate. Now, the other side of the coin, and I have to be honest and say that going to school is not necessarily helping her graduate either. But this is 2 days in a row she's been home from school. This is not anywhere near good. She's missed way too many days of school. School's going to start calling her absences unexcused unless we start showing up with doctor's notes. I'm not taking her to the doctor. She's not that sick. She is sick. She's not that sick. Younger daughter was home for 2 days with cold, which she's probably shared with all of us at this point. I made chicken soup last night for dinner. It was came out pretty good. I'm trying to think of what else I've got. I got picked up something else. Ground turkey, I think, is it? I like a turkey loaf or have quite enough stuff to make chili with, but I don't know. So, all told, this protein shake is not sitting very well for me this morning. I'm feeling rather discombobulated because I've got people home again. And of course, now they'll be home all weekend, so I'm not going to have another chance until Monday at the earliest to have some uninterrupted time to do some work. And with two of them too sick to do anything, that means I'm going to get to do pretty much everything, probably all weekend, in terms of meals and food and cleaning and housework and all the rest that goes along with having half of the people in the house sick. Still. And this physical thing is not helping. This foot problem, this resurgence of arthritis. It's kind of odd that it would have resurfaced just as after I've gone to visit the doctor. Although it was coming on. It's not like it's like I went to visit the doctor one day and the next day, oh, I've got a reflux. I've got a resurgence, a relapse. No, it had been coming along for several days. Couple of weeks, actually. Garbage truck. If you couldn't tell. So yeah, I slept a lot. I slept not so much yesterday, but the day before I slept 3 hours in the middle of the day, and that actually helped a great deal. My therapist assures me that a lot of what I'm experiencing, I don't know if I had a chance to talk to this, I don't think I've actually walked since Monday. I talked Tuesday, I guess. Anyway, this cognitive fogging that I'm having, this sort of sense of being wrapped in cotton and finding myself standing in the middle of a room, like the laundry room. I was standing in the middle of the laundry room. I was sort of like staring at the laundry, standing at the dryer and thinking, nothing. It's like, oh, what am I here for? Is there drying? Am I supposed to empty the dryer? Am I supposed to do something? What am I doing here? And the answer was, no. Well, the dryer was empty, washer was empty. So I started a little laundry. Which reminds me, when I get home, I'll have to swap over laundry. But that sort of lost coming to periodically only to disappear again into a fog is really depression related. And so I've got a relapse in the symptoms of my depression in a very profound and extreme way, which is troubling. Monk pole, and a resurgence of my arthritis symptoms that I haven't really had for years, which is troubling. And I've made good progress with this story. I've written more in the last week than I have in the previous month. So that's, you know, looking at the bright side. Looking at the downside, I'm nowhere near 10,000 words a day. I'm not even worth 5,000 words a day. I got 1,500 words so far today. I might break 3,000 before the end of the day, but a lot's going to depend on what happens when I get home, what happens after I've taken another pill, what happens with the wife and kid who are home and being very much entertained or horrified or something. I'm not quite sure exactly what the appropriate sentiment might be, that the news from Massachusetts, which is quite astonishing this morning. So I'm sure I'm going to be distracted by that over at least some portion of the day, which is probably all to the good, because I'm being accused of being antisocial again. So I'm avoiding people. It's like, and I don't know how I can be accused of avoiding people. I've got people in my nose. Seems like 24/7 these days. I did order all 5 seasons of Babylon 5 and the movie pack on DVD from Amazon this morning, so I'll have them on Tuesday. One thing I noticed was that Hulu doesn't exactly have Babylon 5 like I thought they did. They just point you back to the WB, and the WB has Babylon 5. They don't have Season 1, Episode 10. And I thought, oh. And I just finished Episode 6 yesterday. I've been good. I've been keeping it to one a day, so it's not like a huge cut out of my day, but watching these old TV shows is really, really interesting. Dan Sawyer talked about he was trying to learn filmmaking. One of the pieces of advice he got was watch a couple of hundred horrible movies. Really bad horror movies. And then watch The Shining like 200 times. And he thought, well, that's dumb. But he did it. And the problem that he quite accurately, I think, was trying to solve was that if you just study The Shining, which is an excellent horror film, and you can't see why it works. You just know it works, but it's very difficult to see the pieces because the edges, the seams are invisible. So it's difficult to see how the pieces go together, even what the pieces might be. So if you can't figure out why it works or how it works, even what the pieces are, it makes it doubly difficult if you're trying to do something along the same lines yourself. So after watching about 150 Corman films and watching The Shining about 50 times, he says he couldn't really see it anymore. And then after a while, he knew it so well that he could recite it. And then he got beyond that stage even, and he was able to really kind of get a handle. You know, perhaps he can't quite articulate it. He has some understanding of how it works. And Babylon 5 is one of those really interesting stories. Each of the episodes is, some of them are pretty well done. I have on pretty good authority that Season 1, Episode 4 is the worst of the series because apparently a draft script made it into production, inadvertently. And it did seem a little herky-jerky. It did seem a little not quite there right. And the guy who plays the commander, was his name Sterling. There's something about him that just makes me want to slap him. He has this smirk, a knowing smirk. And I don't even think he knows he's doing it. Once in a while it actually fits the character, but a lot of times it doesn't. It's just a knowing smirk. And I find it exceptionally irritating. Because he uses it in places where I don't really know that it's appropriate. Anyway, so watching this old film, old TV show, it's really interesting from a storytelling standpoint. Having watched Lie to Me, having watched all episodes of all three seasons of Lie to Me, and then to watch Babylon 5, I really need to find some really bad TV to see how they tell stories differently. Although I'm reading enough marginal stories from indie writers to say, oh yeah, this is, I finished Losing Mars, Sidney Swanson's book 3, and I am so pissed because it's not the end. I thought it was a trilogy. I thought it was over. I thought that was going to be the last book. And it's very well done. I have to give her credit. It's ridiculously well done. But it's not the end. It's like, oh, you got to be kidding me. I got to the end of the book. It was like, oh, no. Really? I was going through and I got to about halfway and thought, wow, this is going to be a lot to tie up in one book, half a book. It's a short book. It's not, you know, it's like 4,000 sentences. So it's not a real long book. Maybe 70,000 words. And I got to the three-quarter mark and thought, wow, this is going to take some gimmicky to get everything all tied up. But I saw a couple of ways that she could have done it. I still wondered which one she was going to do. And I got to the last 10% of the book, and I began to have this sinking feeling that no, it wasn't going to tie off. She wasn't going to finish it. There was at least one more. And now I'm guessing there's at least two more. Maybe three more books in this series. And while it's ridiculously well done, it's like, oh, no. Another 21-minute mile. Well, I'm moving. I'm not moving very fast. This is not exactly the kind of workout that is most valuable, but at least I'm moving. I'm walking and talking. But I've been reading a lot of other stories. Scott Myers, Off to Be the Wizard, was recommended to me by one of my buddies in an online space. And that was pretty fun, but it was also kind of clunky. It was good, but it wasn't great. It was okay, I guess is the right word. Now I'm reading. What am I reading? What am I reading? I've lost it. I don't know. What am I reading? Oh, yes, Emerald City Blues, which is a contemporary fantasy, like Jim Butcher is contemporary fantasy, except it's set during Prohibition in Seattle. And there's a lot of good, atmospheric stuff that's going on in the book. But from a story standpoint, I'm having a little bit of difficulty getting into it. To begin with, it's not really my genre. I mean, I like Jim Butcher, but I don't generally like urban fantasy and historical urban. I don't know. I'm being whiny. Not exactly working. That's kind of cool, Peter Smalling. If you like that sort of thing, it probably would work for you. I have a little bit of difficulty with the lead character, who's sort of like a cliche female noir daughter of a retired and now dead police officer, V.I. Warshawski, but with magic. I don't know. Not sure if it works for me or not. I have to get a little further into it. The good news is I haven't given up on it. The bad news is I may. Anyway, I am at the back gate. I'm just sort of standing here nattering away. But tomorrow's another day. I don't know if I'm going to get to talk to you tomorrow or not, but we'll see.